Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, a UN agency, officially launched a nearly $9 million project to tackle mostly climatic issues in Uganda. The initiative is believed to help populations deal with environmental issues that are increasingly becoming more real. For the first 5 years, districts of northern Uganda will benefit. The funding was made available by the government of Sweden. Speaking during the launch of the project, the head of Cooperation Swedish Embassy, Ola, emphasizes their approach, empowering women.
We know that agriculture employs the majority of the rural population here in Uganda, and it is a sector that is struggling with productivity issues that is closely linked to the effects of climate change. We know that a large portion of those employed are women, yet women have very limited control over productive resources. We also know that, generally speaking, they have limited say on the sharing of agricultural production and the income that is being generated. Given all this, the targeting of women on women's empowerment in the project is more than justified, more than welcome.
The Swedish are working together with the government of Uganda to ensure the new project scheme is rolled out all through 12 districts in the region. The Minister of Northern Uganda, who is also the Woman Member of Parliament of Zombo District, Grace Quinchwin, believes the scheme was well thought of.
We should understand why we are moving together, West Nile Karamoja. I think there are things which make us stick together, and so we should work on this and make our situations better. The basic is really poverty. We should not take this for granted that the Swedish government has supported us. Actually, we should think about how we can make it perform better to bring us to better impact, to bring us out of poverty.
The district Grace represents is a beneficiary of the five-year plan. Zombo District is predominantly rural, like the other districts in the north. Population relies on subsistence farming, dependent entirely on annual seasons, which have failed them again and again, leaving them struggling to find enough to eat.